Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
For those enjoying their lunches, welcome to Augie's here on 1106 King Street in Old Town, Alexandria. Chick Hernandez here along with... Well, you can see on the screen for those following us on Facebook and Twitter that Fred Smoot is in the shot. It is Dallas Week. The Amish man, Cy Fenwick here, the producer, the man who handles the controls.
To wear a Halloween costume, by the way.
Well, first off, let's be honest here, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so here's what Cy, the Amish man, does. He texts last night, hey, yeah. Guys, since there's a bye next week,
yeah.
And it's Halloween, my birthday, by the way.
Yep.
I expect to see you guys in a Halloween costume.
Well,
It's a day. You gave me a day.
You don't plan ahead for Halloween holiday?
But this is not Halloween today.
Are you going to wear... Do you wear costumes on Halloween?
This is October 25th.
Yeah,
this is not Halloween.
You need to be prepared.
I have my costume. I have two costumes.
Then why didn't you bring one?
I'm not coming as Batman right now.
Oh, well,
just not
I brought...
As Batman.
I have in my car a...
does it do in a car?
I have a Hufflepuff.
A what?
Hufflepuff.
Do I have to Google this
Hogwarts.
Now? Oh,
yeah.
You're one
Harry
of those.
Harry Potter, yep. Oh, yeah, I took the test online. I'm huffing puff, as I like to say. And I left it in the car because I figured you guys were not going to wear your costumes, and I didn't want to be the only one in costume, so I had it, though.
I didn't even know what to
say. I have a wand.
You have a wand?
Yeah.
So does Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Amish will take care of... these games, the games he's picked, and how we pick them. And keep in mind, versus Fred, I'm 5-0. But go ahead.
All right.
Yeah. All right, starting with Bills at Jets. The spread is Bills minus 10.5, and the over-under is 46.5.
Ooh, I start this thing off right. I'm going to go with the spread, the Bills at 10.5. They will do that. But I don't see 46 points being scored in this game, so I'm going to go with the under.
I'm going to be exactly opposite. I'm going with the over, and I'm picking the Jets. 10.5. 10.5.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. I don't know.
Hey, it's called...
What's in that cup?
Must be crack.
It's called the law of averages. You can't have crack in a cup.
Yes, you can.
I don't think you can.
In what country does crack not go into cups? You can put crack in cups.
I would not do crack in a cup.
I've never done crack in a cup.
I don't think anybody else here has done crack in a cup.
What planet does it say we can't put a piece of crack in a cup?
Yeah, this is not crack.
All right. Well,
with that pick, I don't know.
It's going to create some crack. But
good.
Okay.
All right.
I got the over in the Jets.
My God. All right. Yeah. On to Panthers at Saints. The spread is Saints minus 7, and the over-under is 50.5.
I'm going over... And I'm picking the Panthers.
Boy, I tell
over
you.
Over in the Panthers.
That is some cinnamon toast crack he's on.
Come on now.
I tell you this.
Cinnamon toast crack?
Yeah, that's what he's
cinnamon
on.
Cinnamon toast crack.
I'm going to take the points with the Saints, and I'm actually go over the 50.
Over two. So I got Panthers, you got Saints. So there is a. So far, we got two bets, and they're not the same.
All right. My goodness. All right.
We're not the same, Chief.
We're not the same.
No.
One
no,
of us
guys are not. All right.
Knows what time the show is. Go ahead. What?
Huh? What?
Hey, one of us just work a lot of shows.
You do.
Hey, work. That's what I was taught. I'm from Mississippi. We don't work, man. We don't work.
Yeah, people work in Maryland.
They don't work in Maryland. They don't do that.
Okay. Browns at Bengals. The spread is Browns minus 3.5, and the over-under is 50.5 as well. Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they don't do nothing in Ohio. Nobody goes vacationing to Cleveland.
Nobody.
But my uncle, he blind.
Well, that's
only
a good one.
Well, and the Ravens and Steelers are the only relevant teams in the AFC North. So,
all right, I'll take the Browns in the 3-point spread, and 50. Let me see, 25. Yeah, I go over with the 50 because it's going to be some points scored because Joe Burrow can play some football. Yeah, say what you want to. Joe Burrow can play some football. You almost, to play the game.
You almost convinced me on that one. So I was going to go under. I'm going to go over on that, and I'm going to take the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals of Cincinnati.
All right. On to Lions at Falcons. Falcons minus 1.5.
Was that for the Lions
spread.
Or the Falcons? Oh, yeah. I didn't know if y'all were crying or yelling over there.
They actually, I just got a note from the league that say Detroit has been banned from the league. So
yeah. Oh, there it is. Yep.
Incessant yeah. sucking.
We didn't know they played nothing but hockey in Michigan. I didn't think they even played any sports.
All right, Lions and Falcons.
All right, yeah. So the spread, Falcons minus 1.5, and the over-under is 54.5.
I'm going over, and I'm taking the ATL. Hey, settle down over there. You're getting fed and you're drinking stuff. Stop it over there.
I'm going
That's
with the
point
Lions.
Spread.
And I'm going with the Lions and I'm going with the under. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Motor City.
Such a
AKA Gotham City. Have
such
you been there lately?
Such a crowd suck up.
Yeah, he plays to the crowd.
What a crowd suck up this guy is.
My God. Come on. All right.
All right.
I'm the speaker of truth.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, Jack Daniels, that's my sponsor.
Oh,
that's
my
a sponsor.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Packers at Texans. The spread is Packers minus 3, and the over-under is 57.
Ooh, I think the Packers are going to beat them by more than 3 points. And it will be. I will go the over. I know 57 is a lot of points. I just feel like it's going to be an offensive shootout. So, yeah, I'm going to go with the over, and I'm going to take the Packers.
I will go with Packers as well, but I'm going under. Going under.
All right, on to Steelers at Titans. The spread is Titans minus 1.5, and the over-under is 50.5.
The game of the week, W-E-E.
E-E-K, yes. I'm going over. I'm taking the over, 50.5. I'm going over because Ben is playing really good football, and Titans are – freaking spectacular. Oh, Derrick Henry, scary. But I'll take the Pittsburgh Steelers over in Pittsburgh.
I take the Steelers also. I say it's going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be a defensive war. I'm going with the under, and I also pick the Steelers to win this game. I even know the points, 21-17.
Mm. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you can know that already.
All right, on to the big one. Cowboys at Washington football team. The spread is Dallas minus 1, which is crazy. And the over-under is 44.5.
How did they pick Dallas to beat us?
Have you watched us?
Yeah. Well, no, have you watched Dallas?
I mean, yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too.
After watching Andy Dalton the other night, you really believe they can actually score? Listen to me. Do you really think they can score?
Yeah, because it's – yes.
Because it's us.
Yes. I've seen nothing that proves otherwise right now.
No love right now.
I got no love.
I might as well just suit up, go out there and get
burned. You should.
You
can suit up and be better than some of the stuff that's going on out there.
Would you shut
not
down
Kendall
CeeDee
Fuller
Lamb?
Now.
Oh, I can shut down CeeDee Lamb on a rainy day like this. I get a couple penalties, but he won't have no catches. You got to take some to give some.
I'm taking the over. I'm going to take the over, despite the weather. I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take the men in silver and blue.
All right. Just like the traitor you are.
Yeah, I'm a traitor.
Benedict Arnold.
Yes.
I will take the Washington football team.
Of course.
And I'm taking the under.
Have you ever
I
not
don't
picked
think
them?
Any of these offenses are going to dominate.
Have you ever not picked the Washington football team?
Yeah, lots of times. That's why
I can't wait to hear the score, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
All right, Kyle Allen passing yards, 258.5, over under.
Under.
I'm going over because if he ever going to throw for 300, it will be today.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All right, Kyle Allen passing touchdowns, 1.5, over under.
Over.
Over.
All right. Antonio Gibson, yards from scrimmage, so rushing and receiving, 74.5, over, under.
Over. This is a running back's game.
I'm going to go under. We got 5 minutes left. Under.
Yep. All right. Terry McLaurin, receiving yards, 82.5, over, under.
Over.
Under.
Ooh, we're really different this week.
All right. Terry McLaurin, total reception, 6.5, over, under.
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 All right. And Logan Thomas, receiving yards, 30 and a half.
Okay.
Over.
Yeah, I'm going to go over for Logan.
All right. So here we are at the final prediction for Dallas at Washington football team. Who wins and what's the score?
The final countdown. I'm going with the Washington football team. 24-17 victory at home. And I hope this is the last game we win so we can go draft Trevor Lawrence.
Did he pick the over under on the score, by the way, earlier?
Did who?
I picked the under.
You picked the under?
I'm staying true to who I am.
I got to remember what I picked now because I just, since I predicted the score.
You picked the over.
I picked the over. And it's the, yes.
And he picks Dallas.
Yeah, 31-24 Dallas. 31-24 Dallas.
All right. Well, I guess we'll see what happens with that.
31-24 Dallas.
What's up, brother? You too, brother. Thanks for coming out.
I see me coming out, man. Make sure you get
it. Hey, drop it. I'm here for it, bud. Yeah.
Why are you screaming at me? I'm just sitting right here.
Yeah.
Why is he screaming
at me? I just talk
me?
Loud. I'm from the country.
Well, he's screaming at me. You are from the country.
Come on. It's football Sunday. Everybody talk loud.
We got 4 minutes left before the Washington franchise takes on the Dallas franchise. So give me one key guy in this game. What's one guy? It's the X factor. Who's the X factor?
All right. I'm going to go off the rails with this one.
Okay, off the rails.
It won't be a pick that you want to hear because nothing sexy about offensive linemen.
Okay.
They just get in and they do the dirty work and nobody ever brags about them. They get no love. I'm going to go with Brandon Sheriff.
Really?
Because the last time I see him play at peak, it was a couple of years ago. I want the old Sheriff back because I've seen Sheriff get kicked out the club too many times.
Right.
I want to see Sheriff anchor that offensive line, be a leader. I think he's the X factor. If we're going to win this game, it's going to be because Brandon Sheriff actually puts the offensive line on their side of the ball instead of ours.
I will go with the guy who the position, Logan Thomas. I think Logan Thomas needs to make some key receptions.
You got a man crush on Logan
Thomas. No, I don't. I really don't.
I think you really have a man crush on Logan Thomas because he said his name over and over and over again.
Logan Thomas, you mean? You talking about Logan Thomas?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
Not true.
Listen to me. Logan Thomas is something I don't know about.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
I'm
hungry.
I'm hungry, too. Hopefully, Logan Thomas is hungry for a victory. So we'll see. We'll see. All right, that's Chicken Smoot. Not as seen on TV, but seen live on social media. For those folks here in Augies, we'll be back at halftime to discuss what took place at halftime, and then we'll do a full-on post-game show and react to what took place at FedEx Field. That's the good part. We're here.
Yeah.
We're not soggy. It's a beautiful space. If you want to come and watch the games, come on down. We'll be here. Fred will talk to anybody.
I mean,
anybody.
And I'm the cornhole championship of the DMV.
No. I heard you lost last week.
No.
I heard you lost to Chad.
I lost to Chad.
How many people did I beat? Don't forget I beat the dad over there.
Honestly, he was probably 70 years old.
I beat up on old people too.
But if he's losing.
I don't take it easy on old
people. But if you lose, you lose. Yeah. You can't win a championship losing.
Hey, listen to me. I will arm wrestle your granddad. I don't care. A victory is a victory.
The week before, you lost to a fan.
I don't remember.
Yeah, of course you don't. Yeah,
hey, the one thing about DBs, we got short memories.
Selective memory. All right. All right, welcome into Augies in Old Town Alexandria here. Chicken Smoot, the post-game show. For those who don't know, we do a show each and every Sunday, and post-game. And I don't care what the weather's like for the next couple of days, this town will feel good about themselves after a 25-3 victory over the Dallas Cowboys. This was a game of who sucks more?
Yep.
Sorry, kids. The Cowboys suck more.
Yes, they do. They're a terrible team. They're a terrible coach team. And they're running out of players. Like, literally, Andy Dalton was one of their better players. And when they lost him, I think they lost hope. I would actually like to have a moment of silence for the Cowboy fans, if it's really in here. Because it was hard to watch today. It was a hard watch for, not for us, but for any Cowboy fan.
Really bad, really bad. I will say this. I don't care if you're a Washington fan, got it right this time, or a Cowboys fan. John Bostic, a dumb, dumb play.
Dumb play.
On the
careless play, not looking out for the fellow guys that play in the league.
Yeah, you can't
do
that.
The only bad spot that we pretty much had today, I think from the beginning of the game, we established the run. Gibson Gibson played well today.
Yep.
Kyle Allen played well today. And how about we show the fat boys that smell like bacon some love? The offensive line played a great game today.
Yeah. So Antonio Gibson, 20 carries for 128 yards. We've been kind of waiting, and on a day of wet turf, you figured the run game would play a part. It certainly did today, and man, I just like the way he runs that football. And again, kudos to the guys who smell like bacon grease.
To who? I couldn't hear you.
I said kudos to the guys who smell like bacon grease, but Antonio ran the ball well.
No, Antonio ran the ball well. We won the line of scrimmage. We knew there was a defense that's just been giving yours up, but you knew you couldn't come in here on a rainy day and not run the ball and not control it, and that's something we haven't done the whole year. I think the highest total of rushing yards from one guy was 60 yards, if I'm not mistaken. I think we got a clear view of what Turner's offense, what he wanted to look like.
Right.
Push it up the field, run the ball, find the tight end, make people miss. Stuff like, I think we're getting a clear view of what he done, because without the offensive line, give him a chance, Kyle Allen and the offense a chance to show us what they're eventually going to look like. Mm-hmm. I think we got a view into that today, even though we played against the worst defense of all time after six games.
Of all time. That's saying something. Of all time.
No. It was worse than when we wore leather hats. All right? It was the worst collection of games by defense ever.
Well, they were, and they are horrible. The Reds.
There you go. More shingles. Money into that job, brother. Shingles. More money into that job. You won't dollar when you leave out of here.
I'm going to put these kids through college over here. What I'm going to do. This is getting killing me. Unbelievable. I'm so bad at this. The Washington team.
Thank you.
397 total yards. Dallas, 142. Rushing just 83 yards. So that Washington defense.
Oh, they play. They play well. Their front is what that's what we're happy about.
Right.
Like, we are happy about that front. We know what we got in that front in Sweat, Chase Young, John Allen, Tim Booger Settles. All of them came to play today. Homelander, a.k.a. Ryan Kerrigan,
yes,
coming in.
Another sack.
With a sack. When he gets in, he gets to the quarterback. So, this front, and what about my guy, Cole Holcomb? Cole Holcomb played a game of games today. Sack. 7 or 8 tackles, interception. And he was doing this when the Cowboys were threatened to score.
Right.
These are Johnny on-the-spot plays, and I think he's only going to get better in this defense, because last time I seen a guy like him, Luke Kuechly, play in a Carolina defense that was coached by Jack Del Rio and coached by Coach Rivera, he was the number one linebacker in the game.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting Cole Holcomb to get better and better each and every time out.
The Amish one, Cy Fenwick is here. Later on in the show, we do a little gambling segment. I don't think I did so well today.
No, you did.
I did not follow up my spectacular, unblemished performance from 2 weeks ago, but we'll get that determined. What else? What else? Andy Dalton goes down, and the young kid from JMU, Jeff DiNucci. DiNucci comes in. And for a second, I'm like, oh, wait, this is not no Clint Longley, Gary Hogaboom kind of thing. But, look, here's the thing. You're going into the bye week having a victory, but you have to, as you just illustrated, you just had a victory over one of the worst teams in the league right now.
Yeah.
So you can't go puffing your chest, because you know you still got issues, right?
Nobody's going to do this. This team is just trying to get better week in and week out. It's not a wins versus losses year.
Right.
It's do they play to the end of the game? Do they keep coming no matter what happens? And who's going to be a part of this future? This is what this year is about. So, yeah, you feel good. And you heard what the announcer said. We haven't beat those guys in 2 years.
Right.
So it's always good to beat them no matter what's going on. And just because they don't have talent at that time, that has nothing to do with us.
Right.
Nothing to do with us. Like, we had nothing to do with Dak getting hurt. We had nothing to do with anything. But they actually stunk when they was at full power. So I think it has a lot to do with the coaching staff again.
Montez Sweat with 2 sacks. Did leave the game. We'll find out about him. Holcomb with a sack, interception. Tim Settle with a sack. Ryan Kerrigan with a sack. 6 sacks on the day. So this defense that started out like gangbusters in the beginning of the season got a little healthier today.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Gibson, his first career 100-yard game. We like what we saw out of him. And I like what I saw out of Kyle Allen.
Yep.
He made plays today that he didn't make a few weeks ago, which was, once you're in that pocket getting pressured, get out, and get rid of it. Don't eat it. Don't fumble it. He made some smart throwaway plays. And
no turnovers by Kyle targets. Today. Yeah. That's the key.
Yeah.
He actually scrambled for a couple first downs, extending the drive. And I'm more impressed with the balls he threw away than I am impressed with the balls he, connected. Because I'm not going to give any NFL quarterback props for connecting to a wide open wide receiver. You're supposed to be able to do that.
Right.
But the game inside the game is knowing I can live to fight another day by getting this ball out of my hand shows a lot of maturity by him. So you also want to give him kudos for that. But it's also, don't forget about the safety the defense got also. I think that turned the tide. I don't know who got credit for that safety.
Right.
I don't know if it was Moreland, Jonathan Allen. I don't know who.
Well, it had to be a sack in there, so it was either Sweat. It's either Set or Sweattle. Sweat or Settle.
One of the two. They could be the same person.
They could
the way
be
you
the
talk.
Same, bro.
But what I'm saying is that I just think as a group, you should feel good because a little bit of everybody played well today.
Right.
And my guy Kendall Fuller didn't even get tried today.
Didn't even get tried. I mean, that's the thing. That's respect in the league, right?
No,
that's respect.
That's respect. That shows that I've only given up 3 catches and I got 4 interceptions, meaning I got more interceptions than catches I've given up.
Right. I called him Jeff DiNucci. It's Ben DiNucci, by the way, the JMU quarterback.
So who you know named Jeff Baducci?
I don't know anybody named Jeff DiNucci. I'm surprised that we never heard from Jeff Badette, the wideout.
Did he dress?
He was active.
I didn't see him get on the field. Yeah. And I can see why he didn't. Can Sims and been in the offense a little longer. Yeah. And guys like that. So I can see them getting the jump on him.
Right.
And I think they also plan to run the ball today. I see the tight ends a lot more involved. I've seen a lot of more 2 and 3 tight end sets. So I think they had their mind on running the ball today, no matter what they did.
I'm going to go with some negatives here real quick. Landon Collins has an ankle. John Bostic got ejected. Will not be playing. Look, most likely, he ain't playing the next game.
No, he'll be suspended for the next game.
Right. That was a
stupid play. Go and call it what it is. Sometime when your kids bring a pork court home with an elf on it, you can't call them smart.
What?
If your kid bring an F home on their report card, you can't turn around and say your kid's smart because you love him.
Well,
he earned that F.
You can try saying it.
You can lie to yourself. You can lie to yourself.
Morgan Moses also went off the field late in the game, hobbling.
That's a good luck sign if Moses hit the ground because he's hit the ground all 80 of his starts and didn't get back up at one point. So that's just a good sign for Moses.
Here's not a good sign. Dustin Hopkins with another miss. I don't care if it's a game there's no chance the Cowboys are coming back. That was another miss from Dustin Hopkins.
Well, they say when a kicker has a golden toe that he's great. We have a guy with a toe made out of 100% aluminum foil right now.
Oh, he ain't that bad.
No, listen to me.
44-yard miss today.
Anytime he gets up to kick, I'm not sure. And if I'm not sure as a fan, that means you're not that good. Like, at the end of the day, he's very inconsistent, and it seems to be inside of him right now. I think it's internal. I think his confidence has wavered.
Right.
Yeah, and you can't have that as a kicker. You got to be confident that you'll get it in.
Rushing, we said Gibson with 128 yards, J.D. McKissick with 35, Peyton Barber with 34, so a lot of guys got some touches today.
Mm-hmm.
Receiving, Terry McLaurin, once again, very good. 7 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown. And he is just as solid as they come.
And guess what? Not only solid, dependable, a leader, he's not a diva. Could you believe it? We got one of the few dominant wide receivers that just happen to be a work hard, however it comes, type of guy. You can win with that for a long time.
I thought he wasn't even the big gun coming out of OSU, right? I mean, they had other guys.
No, they had 3 first-round wide receivers around him, and right now he's the best out of all 4 of them that's in the league right now. So while they flatlined in talent, he continued to get better and continued to work, and now he's the 5-star receiver in the league, and they're trying to find their way.
At least 1 sack in 19 straight games for the Washington franchise. All right, so you got a bye week, and then you can come right back and you face the New York Football Giants. Second time in 3 weeks you're facing. Is that weird, by the way, as a player?
Not to me. I've had times where we played a team, a division team, got a bye week, and played them when we came back.
Right.
So once you start playing division games, they won't have you play one in week two and right. then play the same team week 16. Like, right. you're going to be in the same curve of it. But at least I said, like, with Daniel Jones, we have to stop Daniel Jones because at the end of the day, he's had his best games ever
yeah.
against the Washington football team.
Right.
And we seen what he did last week. He got shot by a sniper, but he still broke the ball for 80 yards. You got to give him props for that. He's a better athlete than most people give him credit for.
Is it easier to prep to game a team you faced 3 weeks prior?
Oh, no, no.
No, you're
gonna,
the same process.
The only thing we're going to do is take that game plan that we had, and we're going to take the bad things out and right. add a couple of more tricks of the trade in there. So, actually, it makes it easier to play a team within a couple of weeks because they offensive game plan won't change. How their defense got, they will stay the same.
It was a 2019 loss to the Giants, and, of course, it was the failed two-point conversion. That, did
that
not,
I'm not mad about.
Yeah,
it was a it was a step closer to Trevor Lawrence.
A step? So we're still playing for Trevor Lawrence?
I'm playing for Trevor Lawrence. Have you seen him play?
Yeah.
Hey, listen to me.
Yeah.
A step closer to Trevor Lawrence. Like they say, my grandma always told me, everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die.
No, they're not.
I don't even know. I don't even know how to process that. Is Washington one of those franchises that a Trevor Lawrence would say not coming?
Only the Jets. Only the Jets. And by the way, only the Falcons will find a way to lose a game like that. Only the Falcons would do that.
We are here looking. Oh, my gosh. Arthur Blank, the Falcons owner. So we're here in Augie's right now. We're here at Augie's. Folks are watching different games, and the Lions, Matthew Stafford, on the final play of regulation, throws a touchdown.
Right here to just hurt the Falcons. I love it so much because my ex-wife is a Falcons fan, and she told me that on the way out in the divorce. And guess what? Since then, I've cursed the Falcons. They have yet to win a game.
Oh, my heavens. Are we still waiting on some games, Si? Is that the last one we're waiting on? You know?
Two more.
Who did I go? I'm trying to see who did I go with the Falcons.
That's fine. So, it's a victory. The Washington franchise now 2-5.
No, you weren't.
The Cowboys also 2-5. And with the win, just unbelievably, you are atop the NFC East.
One game out of first place.
I mean, I don't quite know how to figure that out.
That's how the pros go. Like, that's how things happen. Like, you can't worry about the outside stuff. They can worry about the stuff that they can control inside the building. As we continue to cheer up in here, August is jumping. Baker, the touchdown maker. Hit Peoples Jones from Michigan.
Lord.
We got Michigan fans in here. Peoples Jones from Michigan. Yeah, I see. Yep.
Yeah, we're now waiting on to see if the extra point.
Why are they kicking him so point. Far back?
What happened? Is there a penalty?
Did they get a celebration?
Celebration penalty? A celebration penalty.
Only the Lions can screw this up.
Here come the Lions. This is from 48 yards. Kick is up. It is good.
It's a flag on the play.
Oh, there's a flag on the play. What do we got here? So we're going to do play-by-play here while we're doing this. By the way, this is a podcast, so anybody listening to this one, what the hell's going on?
This is a podcast above watching live games.
Yes.
Okay? This is what you get. This
What's
is
the
real.
Flag? Referees. Oh, illegal motion. We're moving it back. It's going to be a 50.
No, the Falcons lose. Yes, one more. One more for the ex-grooms.
That way. My bad. Wow. So there, the Lions win it.
The Lions need a Supreme Court to
Wow. Wow.
Hey, they can beat the Falcons. That's all
wow.
that matters.
Okay. And we got the Browns and the Bengals at 37-34. All right. So you got 2 weeks off.
Yep.
Before you face the Giants again. What would
a
you,
week off, right? Not two.
Well, you got the bye week.
And then
you go back to work.
All right.
Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, you got to, yes.
And it's not a real bye.
Yeah. 2 weeks from now, you will play again.
Yep.
What do you want to see different coming
out
of the
bye? I just want to see guys get healthy. I want to see guys get healthy so I can study grade them. This is a grading year for me. Like I said, this is not about winning and losing with
right.
me. This is about who is continually getting better. Like, Cole Holcomb is getting better.
Yeah.
Antonio Gibson is getting better. Logan Thomas is getting better.
Yeah.
Hey, for that, Kyle Allen is getting better.
Well, like one game, Fred. That's one game.
But it's better than the last one.
Yeah.
And that's all I care about. Better, better, better. All right, Bob. Thank y'all for coming.
All right, y'all.
Thank y'all for coming.
Take it easy. Congratulations on the victory.
Yep. I know y'all don't get too many of them in Detroit, so congratulations.
Yep.
All right.
No, no. You just want guys to get healthy and the time off and get better.
And so they can age like fine cheese together. At the end of the day, for them to age together, they have to literally continue to go to war together, win, lose, or draw, until they get the habit of winning.
Did Kyle Allen's performance today squash any talk about, get Alex ready or Dwayne up?
You can't go back to Dwayne.
Can't go back to Dwayne at all.
That's not an option.
Dwayne Haskins is done.
As a Washington football teammate.
Wow.
They've already made it clear. It's over with. They don't want him as a leader. I think they want a different type leader in there.
Sure.
And I think he's rubbed them the wrong way. But could we see Alex Smith? We are bad half of Kyle from seeing Alex Smith.
Right.
But like Coach said, if it's for building for the future, I don't see Kyle as our future, but he could be the Colt McCoy of this team and be a backup on this team for 10 years to Trevor Lawrence.
All right, so if you're counseling Dwayne Haskins, you're on record, and I think I'm kind of agreeing with you that he's never going to play for the Burgundy and Gold again. But he's obviously got some physical talents. And he can play the position, but there's some things he just doesn't do. If you were counseling Dwayne Haskins on coming back and being a viable starter in this league, what are you telling him?
I tell him your benching and the stuff that you've been through has nothing to do with your talent. It has everything to do with your mental and how you're carrying yourself and your leadership skills. These things can be corrected. You have all the talent in the world. So for you to become that leader, I think you need to be around some leaders. I need to trade you to Pittsburgh so you can be behind Big Ben. I need to trade you to Tampa Bay so you can learn from Tom Brady. I need to put you around guys that you can, first of all, that kills, don't kill your confidence, but you know you ain't the best quarterback in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in a learning type mode and a humbled mode. Like, if anything, this should have did was humble him.
Should have. It should.
Yeah.
It really should. Where's Byron Leftwich as OC?
He's in Tampa. And guess what? That was his comp coming out.
Right.
He can teach him how to play quarterback, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, that was one that I think, I don't know if Pittsburgh is the right town. I'd say team, yes. I'm not sure it's the right town. They don't play this whole look at my stats bullshit.
No, they won't. And guess what? He'll learn that from being around the Rooney family.
Right.
And he'll learn what the only thing that matters is winning. You can throw for 500 yards, and if we lose, nobody's going to praise you.
Right.
Like, if I go out there and get 3 picks and a loss, do you think I'm going to start my meeting out with, hey, by the way, I got 3 picks? No, we lost.
Right.
No, it's simple as that. And see, there go that swagger that needs to grow with him.
Right. All right, so the Washington football team gets the victory, 25-3. On a normal season, normal week, be a whole lot of boasting and bragging and walking around town with their head held high. This is a little different because both these teams are subpar, both at 2-5, but certainly the Burgundy and Gold faithful.
Nothing to brag about.
Will take the victory. Am I right? All right.
They're just like me telling you I beat your granddad in an arm wrestling contest.
Well, my granddaddy was a state champion. Anyway. all right, Si, are we ready for the all right, so in the pregame, we made our bets on the teams and what was going to happen in this particular game. 2 weeks ago when I was here, I just railroaded Fred.
Stop bringing up old stuff, Chief.
Well, I'm just saying.
Today is the only thing setting
the record straight. I was not here last week. Did you do it last week?
Yeah, Galdi, me and Galdi.
And you got Galdi. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Here we go.
All right, yep, so Bills at Jets. The spread was Bills -10.5, over under 46.5. Chick, you picked Jets and over, both incorrect. And Smoot, you picked the winning team in the Bills, but they did not cover the spread, but you did correctly predict the under.
So I got that one, thank you.
No, well, you got the under.
No, you got
I got the Jets.
You got nothing.
You got the under.
The Jets lost.
Yes, the points. The points.
He by any means necessary with this guy.
Why would we bet on points if we're going to do it?
All right, let's go.
Okay, that's a wash. Okay.
Yep. All right, Panthers at Saints. The spread was Saints -7. The Saints won by 3. The over-under was 50.5. Chick, you picked over, and Smoot, you did as well, so both correct. Chick, you picked the Panthers. And
yes,
Smoot, you picked the Saints.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah.
Damn you.
All I do is win. I sleep with my hands in the air, and they stay there.
That sounds weird.
Yep.
That might be a Rudy Giuliani thing, but go ahead.
Yep. Browns and Bengals, which just ended. Yes. Cleveland won by 3. The spread was Browns by 3.5. The over-under was 50.5. Chick and Smoot, you both went over, so you were correct. And then Chick picked the Bengals, yep. And points. Smoot, you picked the Browns.
I won, right?
Points.
The Browns won.
Points. What are you points? You got to pick the points. That's what it's for.
There's a difference between the winning team and covering the spread.
That's what the points are for. That's how you gamble.
If I want to do some cutthroat gambling, I go to Vegas.
If you go to Vegas, they're going to tell you the points. They're not like, hey, you'd walk up to the counter and go, hey, the Browns won. I get my money, right? Like, no, son, it was 3.5 points. You lost.
I understand.
Okay.
Lions at Falcons.
So that's a 0.5 for me because we both picked the over. Okay.
Yep, Lions at Falcons. The spread was Falcons by 1.5, and the Falcons won by 3. The over-under was 54.5. And Chick, you went over and you picked Atlanta, and Smoot went under and picked the Lions.
Yes. Guess what? I still won that one. Atlanta, 1.5. Thank you.
I don't know what rules this is
about.
You
know what the rules are.
I picked the winning team for one. Did I not?
You picked the team.
Well, you got to pick the
points.
They didn't cover the spread.
Right. You know this. Don't try that. But what is was it over or under?
It was under.
You pick over, Chick.
45. All right. I picked over, so I lost that. But you.
I picked under, didn't I?
It's a wash. Yep. You picked it, so it's a wash. I'm still up 0.5.
I don't know about his mouth.
Packers at Texans. The spread was Packers by 3. The Packers won by 15. The over-under was 57. Chick, you went under and you picked the Packers. And Smoot went over and picked the Packers.
What was the final tally? Oh, 55. Ooh, that's under.
Yes, sir.
That's me, not you. That's
I
terrible.
I understand that.
That's terrible.
You a cheater.
I'm not. How's that cheating?
I'm just
ladies and gentlemen, y'all know how the Vegas line works, right?
Hey,
it is the basis for it all.
I literally picked every winner. Not some of them, all of them.
Yes, but it's by the points.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up 1, by the way, right now. All right, go ahead.
All right, Steelers at Titans. The spread was Titans by 1.5. Pittsburgh won by 3. The over-under was 50.5. Chick, you went over and picked the Steelers. Smoot, you went under and picked the Steelers.
That's 55 points. I picked the over. I got 55. And I picked Pittsburgh. I won both of them.
I'm glad you're double-checking my math.
Yeah. I picked Pittsburgh also. You ain't the only person.
You picked Pittsburgh? Okay, so I won a half on that, though, because I got the over, you got the under. That is 1.5 right now I got up on you.
His math is terrible.
It's right there. Look at that.
That brings us to Cowboys at Washington football team.
This one I did not do well on.
The spread was Dallas by 1. Washington football team won by 22.
Yeah.
The over-under was 44.5. Chick, you went over and picked Dallas. Both incorrect. Smoot, you went under and you picked Washington football team.
All right, so you got a full point on that. So 0.5 is my victory in the games called.
Well, guess what? We still got bets. Well, you have no victory yet.
Okay, so we're going to...
It's all together.
Okay, all right, here we go. You guys are listening, right?
Kyle Allen passing yards, 258.5. Chick, you went under.
Yep.
And Smoot, you went over.
Oh, that's a full point right there. 1.5 up.
All right, Kyle Allen passing touchdowns, 1.5. You guys both went over.
Okay, that's a wash.
So that's a wash.
Okay.
Antonio Gibson, total yards from scrimmage, 74.5. Chick, you went under. Smoot went over.
Full point for Smoot.
That tastes so good.
I'm back to 0.5 up.
Yep.
His math ain't there.
Terry McLaurin receiving yards, 82.5. Chick, you went over. Smoot, you went under.
How many did
you
have?
It was over. 90. That's a full point. I'm back to 1.5 up.
Yep. Terry McLaurin, total receptions, 6.5. You guys both went under and incorrect.
Yeah, we're both incorrect. A wash there. Okay.
And then Logan Thomas receiving yards, 30.5. You both went over, so that's a wash.
That's a wash.
So that brings us to our final score. Chick, You picked Dallas to win 31-24, and Smoot picked Washington football team to win 24-17, and instead they won 25-3.
Hey, okay. 1 point
so you got,
off.
You got one point there, so you lose by 0.5. That's a shame for you. That's a real shame for you. I want the breaking news to be that Fred Smoot doesn't understand how Vegas point lines work.
I do. I just don't understand chicks mathematics.
What are you talking about?
That got taught at Maryland University. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm a mathlete in my off time. That's simple as that. Anything else you want to say about this game before we get out of here?
It was just refreshing. Refreshing to see the team go win a game. We haven't beat the Cowboys in 2 years. I think it's just good for the franchise. I think it was a good quality win, and it was a team win. Everybody did a little bit and put their 2 cents into this game. That's all I want to see.
I'll tell you what's changing times. I mean, I'm watching Fox right now. They even interviewed Kyle Allen. When's the last time a Washington football player has been interviewed after a game in a post-game show? It's been a long time.
Because they come with victories. They only talk to the winning
team. Good point.
And we haven't won since week one, so they didn't want to talk about it, anybody on that team.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, look, it's a great victory. It is a bye week. They will get rested, get healthy, and then come back and face the New York football Giants. And when that comes, we'll be right here live from Augie's in Old Town Alexandria. One hour before for the pregame, Fred Smoot, Chick Hernandez, and the Amish one, Cy Fenwick. For Chicken Smoot, we are out.
Out.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.